Hello.
Hi, Adrian. How are you? It's Cindy.
Hi.
Well, I'm bringing Erica Anderson in.
Yep.
She is a regular participant at our week talk. Hi, Erica.
How are you?
Good. This is Cindy, and actually, we are broadcasting live already.
I don't know. I was listening last time, and it was very weird to hear myself being talked about in the third person.
Oh, no.
Erica L. Anderson just said this. Erica said that. Yeah, that's right. I did.
You were tweeting great stuff, as you do every week.
I have to say that these talks are they're hitting a really huge audience. I was stopped in the street on Monday, and someone said, oh, my goodness, I watch your talk every Tuesday. I said, what are you doing? And it's not just the first time. Lots of people stop me and say, I'm amazed at the talk. I really enjoy it. And I watch you do it every week.
You're a celebrity. We have to
go to
Australia. Well, it's a much bigger community here.
Yes, I know.
Let me just intervene. We do this very casually. Talk each week with Cindy Solomon, coming to you from the San Francisco Bay Area for a weekly global product management talk, which is actually a Twitter discussion with an audio component. Our participants are on Twitter, where we will post questions for discussion. On Skype here on Blog Talk Radio is my co-host, Adrian Tan in Australia, and our speaker today, who is Erica L. Anderson. From Salt Lake City, Utah. Beautiful place. I think I tell you that every time I see you. Which we have met once in person. We had dinner together the night before the Silicon Valley Product Camp, which I want to say that Adrian encouraged me to go.
You should go out there and mingle more.
Our speaker who was scheduled for this week, Tim C. Johnson, had phoned me this morning telling me that he had a detached retina. And I was very concerned. I just spoke with him on the phone. He had laser surgery. He talked to me, and he was quite apologetic. And I told him, of course, his health is more important than our Twitter talk. I want to make sure people tweet him on his regards, because this is quite a community, because people do listen, do read the transcripts. One of our transcripts of, I think it was Jennifer Doctor's talk, is trending on SlideShare.
Oh, yay! Wow.
I also want to introduce our producer, who's in the room with me. Her name is Joy. She's going to help with the tweets. She's tweeting in from @ChatTalk. And we did check to make sure that Erica was being indexed by Twitter, but we'll be named. And also, Adrian, so Product Camp Austin I watched it a little bit on Ustream.
Yep.
And I'm going to be speaking with Tom Evans, who presented, is going to do a Product Camp radio discussion with me.
We can definitely do that. That should be lots of fun. It's only in 10 days' time, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good.
So, Erica, do you currently work in product management? Are you still a lawyer?
Well, technically, I'll always be a lawyer until I'm
disbarred.
Yes,
that's true.
But that won't happen. But no, I'm going full-time into product management.
Thanks.
So I'm interviewing with some companies. I'm helping to lead the Utah Product Management Camp coming up in about 30 days. Yes, I'm committed now.
And what made you want to move to product management?
Well, that's a big question. you get to do everything in product management. It's a perfect job for a generalist. You get to create new products, meet needs of people who may not even realize they have that need. You get to do customer research, but also work with sales and accounting. You do everything, which is fantastic.
Yes, that's true. You do everything.
Yeah.
It has its good points and bad points.
I'm sure.
And are you looking to specialize in a specific industry?
I've spent my entire career in software. Definitely software. Definitely something with a strong user experience bent. Just imagining a detached retina is so horrifying for me.
I know, me too.
He said he noticed it and he got himself right into surgery. Glad he was fine.
What was he going to talk about?
He was going to talk about, which is ironic, how to surgically remove what he calls Mabushi, which is short for marketing bulls, how to remove that from your marketing communication. So we will schedule him again because we had prepared some great questions, and all of that content is available. I'm so delighted. It was very helpful. Erica and I came up with these great questions for today's talk.
In about 5 minutes.
Right. It was about 5 minutes.
Well, she started talking, and I said, wait a minute, let's write that down. Speaking of tools, we used Google Docs. Makes it easy to collaborate on writing a document together. And I'm always grateful for free tools that work exactly how you want them to.
Right. It didn't work on Firefox, but Chrome was perfect, so all good.
Good point. It worked really good on Chrome. So I actually did put up a page for you in our announcements section, and I will come around and tweet.
Yep, I'm looking at it. It makes me seem like a person who's so opposite my personality, but that's cool. I mean, I've done it, so why not?
What do you mean?
No, it's just, I'm looking back at my career, and I still can't believe that I actually did help a Fortune 500 company save $1 billion. I mean, it's true, but it's just, holy cow, I did that?
Pat your stuff on the back.
Exactly.
Awesome. This is Larry, Product Camp Radio interview with Larry. He's such a great guy.
In fact, didn't he give a similar discussion at Silicon Valley?
Well, at Silicon Valley, he was talking about a different piece of it.
Right.
About the whole process of surviving the interview.
Right.
He has also talked, product management talked, on how to onboard new product managers. Companies need to know to get product managers into their job. It's almost like the flip side, what you're talking about, being the person who,
right.
who's becoming a product manager.
And he's talking about from the company side, bringing them in. I know Jennifer Doctor is going to jump on.
Yeah.
Which is so awesome. I love her.
You have a fan club, Erica.
Be on the tweet chat. And I keep forgetting that it's Tuesday morning in Australia.
Oh, yes, out of the world. And it's freezing this morning. And it's also winter.
That's true. Do you get a lot of snow?
No. It's not that cold. We don't get snow in the city. Freezing and you're freezing, completely different.
Well, I'm used to California freezing, which isn't really freezing.
Yeah, that's our freezing. That's like Sydney.
Right.
Okay, we're starting with our opening tweet. Erica, I'm inviting you to do the first tweet.
Oh, hi.
You're glad to be here?
Big cheeky.
I'll bring up the funny a little bit. Once I get comfortable, I'll try to be funny.
So you successfully won that $1 billion law case, right?
Well, me and a team of people, but yes, it was a clear victory. The IRS was very embarrassed, which made it all the sweeter.
Law case against the IRS.
There's a lady called Mal DJ.
Yes, I actually met her at a legal tech conference.
Oh, there you go. My day's around. Yay.
Do you think many lawyers will ever want to be a product manager?
I've never really heard of it, but I have to say one of our consultants who works with us is a lawyer as well.
Oh, really?
And he specializes in the innovation space. So he comes along and joins us at our workshops and does a lot of the ideation component with the lawyer.
Right, that's the switch. It's a hard switch to make.
Yeah, but he loves it.
Cool. So then are we going to be talking much about how lawyers become product managers or just focus on the 6 questions?
We can collaborate on which direction we want to go, but I think that your questions are a great start. So did you read what I said about your education?
I did.
I just did from your LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
It is very impressive.
Thank you very much.
And Erica Nixon, who sits behind me, that we do a lot of work for CCH and LexisNexis, and their product managers were lawyers.
Right. LexisNexis, definitely. And that's where Mal DJ works, or Mal DYJ. And she's saying, oddly, we met in real life first. Completely true. So should I get the ball rolling, or do we start with question one, or what?
So we're doing all our introductory stuff.
Okay.
You have to say all the great things about you.
You don't have to make it look too intimidating. I'm going to be getting a lot of followers off of this thing.
Yep. It's one of the reasons to do this, and it expands the community. One of the things, I need to encourage people to invite people to
friends
and to promote it also.
Yes.
I was looking at stats from last week, and it said the reach was 30,000 people from the 200 and something tweets from last week's talk.
Well, you know that people in sitting on the street know about it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And Steve Johnson from Virginia. I didn't realize he was in Virginia.
Oh, he's joining us. Yes, that's great.
Yeah.
Yes, he didn't send us an email a couple of weeks ago to say he'll be joining us.
I'm just watching your tweets.
Please introduce yourself and where you're tweeting from. Awesome. And you did the first So let's go. Q1.
And if you want to repost the questions, that would be good,
too. Here comes Q1.
And then do I actually type it out?
I'm going to put it right in for you.
Okay, awesome.
The question, that is, yeah.
Right.
Q1. Why did you decide to be, or do you want to be, a product manager?
And this is a question for everyone, right? Not just me?
Yes.
Okay.
You can say that.
Right. Okay. Awesome.
Rob Pipe, joining from Albany, New York.
Awesome.
I don't think I've heard
Albany.
Of him before.
Oh,
is he brand new?
It's the capital.
Oh, there you go.
New York. Yeah, I'm in Albany, California, named after Albany, New York, because the first mayor here came from there.
Right. It looks like Jennifer is roped in her husband. That's cool.
Awesome. You know what? I'm not seeing them.
Oh, they're managing Twins versus Red Sox.
Yeah, doctors and lawyers in the house.
And so you can respond to people's comments.
Right. And then I always struggle with, should I just use the name or should I try to retweet it?
It's up to you.
Totally up to you. You can cut and paste
it. Go for it.
You can use those arrows.
So the arrow facing to the right is a retweet and the round focusing to the left.
We'll just bring up there, right.
How many people do we have on the tweet chat right now?
About 10.
Okay.
Oh, more. There's us Johnson.
Yes,
I'm trying to get him to talk.
He sent us an email a couple of weeks ago to say that he'd like to join.
Okay, so for the people who might be listening in the future, I guess we should be reading what people are saying.
Right.
That's true. I'm reading Rob Pike because someone had to take responsibility for the problems we had at the time.
We had some banter with Jennifer Doctor and her husband Barry Doctor. And Jennifer said jokingly, did anyone actually select to go into product management?
Right.
Didn't we all just fall into it? And you asked her, how did you fall into it? Barry Keo said that early on as an engineer, he saw a product marketer that was talking to customers, and he thought that looked very cool and jumped at the chance. But it took 5 years to get the opportunity to make the switch for him.
I try to read everything and talk and comment, and this is definitely a chaotic, whatchamacallit.
Oh, but it's so much fun.
It is.
Gets you going for the week. Mac My Day says, product manager is probably an accidental position. Nobody decides to become one, but you slip into it. I decided to become one. Saeed's around. Oh, gosh, Cindy, this is a great one.
Yeah, I spoke with Saeed this morning.
Yeah, when you're typing, you can't read at the same time.
That's why it helps that there's a bunch of us. Hopefully, one of us is reading it.
Okay, now, I posted one a couple minutes ago. Well, a couple, 30 seconds ago, and it's still not up.
It takes a while.
Did it say, it looks like some of us stepped up to fill a void? You said something after that.
I said something after that.
Well, why don't you tweet again?
Okay. It's a joke, and the joke doesn't fly twice, but oh well. I'll wait for a couple more, another minute, and then I can say it again. If I can get through this without making one single declarative statement, that'd be cool. Just question after question.
It's a very impressive list of people that are, that have joined the talk today.
I noticed.
Very nice. We just
right.
need a couple more. We need Scott and we need Roger, and then I think we're done. Oh, no, I saw that, and then I retweeted that. I made a deliberate choice to move into product management insane. I said, no, I made a clear decision to move into it as well.
Oh, okay. So that, how come I didn't see me on it, though? That's just odd.
Oh, I see. I saw you. Sorry.
Right. Okay.
Now, Steve Johnson said, it seems to me that most product managers have broad experience first, usually tech rather than sales and marketing. It's interesting that because I had sales and marketing experience, I got into tech. That was my door opener.
The crazy is good. I like the crazy. Ignorance is bliss.
Stuart.
Aw, Stuart's around. Hey, Stuart, I haven't heard from you for ages.
You know, based on where this is going, it seems like it would be a natural flow to go into what skills are good for product managers, because people are talking about what they did before and then go to attributes. Could we switch the questions?
We indeed can. And that's
okay.
Exactly what we're doing, and I will send that up.
Awesome.
The question that we had is number two, of what are the key attributes of successful product managers? You want to go to...
What are the key skills?
Okay.
Because your previous experience is what allows you to build skills.
Okay.
And we should make it clear that we'll come back to Q2. Otherwise, people will start freaking out. What happened to Q2? I really liked Molly DYJ. In fact, I think I have a card right here. So Jennifer Maldonado.
Hi.
Yeah, we had a good hour-long conversation.
Oh, my goodness. Larry can hear us.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He up at the back channel commentary. I'm embarrassed.
Tell him he can call in. I think we can try and hear him. Or he can Skype in. What back chatter? I'm going to give them the URL.
So we're on to Q3, right? What are the natural...
What are the key skills of successful product managers?
What are the key skills of successful product managers? Facilitator, able to multitask.
Oh, we got a bunch with that one. I got to say, this is really fun.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, I just had something brilliant to say, and I forgot.
For people with professional ADD,
right,
to have professional ADD distinct from personal ADD. Isn't it all one package?
I don't know.
Then you get paid for it. That's the difference.
That's definitely why I love the internet. It is the mecca for people with ADD as far as I'm concerned. Jennifer saying, shiny object falling from the sky. Look over there. No, over there. Ah, ADD. It distracts you. Any external stimuli.
Okay, lots of things happening. I better focus.
I've not seen that reference. T-shaped people. Excellent. What ADD? People do a little product management. Right. Exactly, Nick. They don't realize it. That's part of the overall problem, though.
I disagree.
I want him to expand upon that.
Sorry, disagree.
It's doing a little product management like being a little pregnant.
But no, that's not true. You naturally do it as part of every job. Obviously, you still need a product manager, but to say you can't think about the customer, that you can't do, you shouldn't think about your business objectives, that should be part of everybody's job. Gussing that the overall problem is that there's not rock solid definition, that there's...
That's right. You can't just do a little bit of other things. But in product management, you are expected to be knowledgeable about all those things, even if you don't do them.
A lot of people do a little product management. They don't realize it. You know, that's part of the overall problem. Okay.
You want to expand upon that?
Sure.
Well, Adrian, you said it, right? There was a guest here, and he logged out. All right. So people are really hitting on Q3. Do you want to go back to Q2?
Yes, it looks like people are naturally going there anyway, so...
Okay, so this is a heated question.
Yes, there should be people dedicated to product management, but everybody should be considering customers.
I would agree.
Is Dick going to listen on the train, or...
Yes, he will be.
So we have to be talking to keep it within contact. Someone's only listening. Then we went back to question 2, which we had skipped, which is... What are the key attributes of successful product managers? He says communication, analytical skills, listening, sales skills, ability to connect the dots.
And, of course, I just posted something that would get us back to Q3, but whatever.
Does it help to have done some different jobs that are able
yes.
to... Yes. Oh, wait, that's okay. Which comes first, skills or attributes, empathy, good. To be able to speak the other person's language, but necessarily have done their job. You know what? It depends on what kind of personality or person you are. It really helps me to have a first-hand experience of what pressures they're facing or what their challenges are. I could talk to them. Right? They should be dedicated. Someone wasn't listening. Good to do it. Everyone.
The Biz Acumen communication skills is getting a lot of traction.
Oh, yeah. That would be number one, which makes sense that a lawyer would have to have that. I mean, all of these...
In what sense?
Any good professional should have, in my opinion.
True. Although you'd be surprised at how little lawyers learn about any of that in law school. Those aren't taught. None of those are taught in law school.
Well, I don't know that... Oh, communication skills can definitely be taught, but they're taught speech and debate skills.
Right.
Oh, empathy right. we're talking about. Yeah, because it's people who go into human services and helping professions that are taught compassion and empathy. And they're not even taught there. Those jobs may include aspects of sales and marketing, but that's not their focus. The people person could also be a visionary, have the attention to detail, and then also be able to present and hold your ground.
So you're saying definitely made.
Never born.
And I guess that's what I was getting at with the attributes versus skills. Attributes are things that you're just born with, and skills are stuff, things that you learn.
A mess of contradictions, big picture and detailed strategy and tactics, indeed. And that is what the challenge and the obstacle is.
Yeah, I agree. That's good. Very nicely said. Sox, I don't know what Red Sox
are. It's a baseball team in Boston.
Yeah, they're big into baseball, but Jennifer really likes them. We go on to question 4. How did you break into product management? Some people have already answered this.
Right.
But we can ask it again if you like, or...
What do you think is best?
Why don't we ask it again, and
okay. We
cannot spend a lot of time there.
I'm afraid that I'm not responding as much. People are giving great answers, but I'm not making a response to everything.
No, this is a collaboration. We're all in this together. You should
cool.
be enjoying yourself. Don't feel...
It's just a big fat debate.
It's really about the community here.
It is. And I got to say that product management is a great community. Very welcoming.
And everyone in the office is laughing at me. I can hear Lisa behind me smirking. she says we're all Pollyannas.
That's just not right. I'm a former lawyer. I can't have gone around the bend that much.
Matt My Day says great product managers see patterns. Is that learned or innate? Matt My Day says it can be learned, but I agree. There is some people who see things that other people don't, and it's easier if it's innate.
Product marketing has the same problem as product management. Not a clear, unified definition, so we end up arguing with selves. That was Jennifer Doctor.
So agree. We just talk about the same stuff over and over again. I think it's time we got over it.
Well,
over what? That people don't have a clue what product managers do?
Yeah, I mean, we keep telling them, and, you know, my argument is that the rest of the business have this very strong view about what product management is, and we keep saying, no, but that's not what we do. You know, we're very strategic. We shouldn't be too overly tactical, but if product management's meant to be overly tactical and making sure that everything runs smoothly and is the baton carrier, then why don't we do that well rather than, say, reject it completely? And that's where this whole sort of tension lies. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do product strategy. I mean, there should be somebody doing that. Maybe it's just not the product management title.
I see dead people. I didn't learn that in school.
No, he's funny.
He really is.
Poor customers invest for 4 different things, or have they? The kind of pattern.
And I think that's where question 5 gets in. Audio discussion, we always argue over what PM is and isn't. That's what question 5 is addressing.
Yep. So should I bring
it up? How do you figure out what that specific job is going to do to you?
Adrian, did you see Saeed asking you? Steve Johnson is still talking about patterns like theme, segments. Good/bad customers. Bobby says it's way more fun than I expected. Yay,
Jennifer.
Good at patterns. You find patterns by reviewing the data. Some of us can find commonalities among it. So Steve Johnson wants to know, Erica, that the question, is it about when hiring or being hired? So your question was from, I'm going to respond to him.
To Jennifer. CPAs don't see patterns, only number sequences. Patterns are too gray.
You don't have to respond. Erica, definitely ask at the culture, do PMs talk to customers directly? I know you favor user-centered design and you'll want to fit. So Kamaldi is giving you an answer specific to you.
We did talk a lot.
Listen, if they ask word customer or market, it tells a lot.
Oh, that's a good point. Always listen if they use word customer or market. If product, there is hope. Awesome.
If you report into a product department, there is hope. But if you report into engineering or marketing, then, you know, there's absolutely no chance in hell that you'd be doing good product management.
That works. I like it. Ask your role report to vendor engineering or development. I would run a mile out. Oh, I never thought about explaining the approval process. I'm learning a lot. Okay, what's PMO?
PMO is program manager. Program or project.
And not product owner?
Not in our world.
So is Matt My Day on the call?
No, he's not. But he's based in Sydney, and he's a lovely dude. He's a sweetheart.
Oh, so he is right there next to you.
No, he's not. Oh. He actually works for LexisNexis.
Oh, okay. Product management does not equal project management. Yeah.
Yeah.
Point. These are awesome questions. We are going to have a transcript of this, right? Because
yeah,
I'll just copy them down and ask them next interview.
I'm working on setting up the transcript page right now.
So we have 13 minutes left. Should we move on to Q6?
Q6. What do you do once you're in the role? First steps, tools, actions.
And I read the BrainMage presentation, and good advice. I'm still laughing at the Pollyanna comment. I don't think I've seen him before.
No, I've never seen him either. His name sounds very familiar. Fenwick sounds familiar anyway.
At this point, I'm just saying, I like it. I agree. Important point. Good point.
It's been a great talk.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
It's not over yet.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm making a partway through talk comment.
Need a product management or even not? Need a product management. And did I say yay when Jennifer Doctor announced that the Twins scored or that the Red Sox scored? I don't think
no.
I looked at that closely. Because if I did it when the Twins scored, that would have been bad. Oh, okay, that's good to know. Once you're in the role, it's too late to ask about tools, etc.
I need a holiday now. Too long in BrainMate.
Oh, that's funny. He was going to talk about using a scalpel.
He was going to talk about using a scalpel in product marketing. Surgically remove Mabushi, which is short for marketing bullsh.
I'm sure you can say, go on, it's not for children anyway.
It's not a children's thing. Yeah, I was going to talk about getting marketing bullshit.
So what if the first task is to create brand new product for the company?
Maybe blessing in disguise. Jennifer Maldonado, and I just, we met at the Legal Tech West, and this morning on the CXO chat, we were both on it, and then she recognized me.
Yeah, I see people in other chats, which is really fun.
You need to, like, meet face-to-face.
Are you talking about determined customers or me meeting Jennifer at Legal Tech West?
You meet friends on Twitter chat.
Meet at Promote Product Camp Utah. We're looking for volunteers and people to speak. What's the official term for product camp? Speakers? Presenters?
Attendees? Whatever. I don't think there's an official.
Oh, Jennifer is very nice.
True, though. So thank you very much for stepping in so quickly.
You're welcome.
And it's been a great chat. It's awesome.
I think so. There's been plenty of funny. That's always good.
And we didn't say beer, Cindy. Where's the beer and all of
that? I was waiting for it.
Yeah, Jeff isn't here. No one to say beer.
And Nick. Nick likes his beer.
So what?
Map, and you can click on each of them, and it has the actual location if it's scheduled and if there's a location available.
My goodness, there's so many product camps in the U.S.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And plus, I can see where places are, like Virginia. I don't even know where that is normally.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
Yeah.
So I have to give credit where credit is due that Saeed had done this excellent page that he had a list of all of them, and that inspired me to map them.
You have Utah. Thank you very much.
That's impressive.
Northern Virginia has a very different personality than the rest of it because Northern Virginia is dominated by Washington, D.C., one of those little quirks that you learn when you actually live there.
I like Washington. It's a very nice city. Chicago, I'm just trying to figure out where everything is. What happened to the one in New York? Oh, there's New York, but where's the, there's Toronto, Rhode Island, and where in Europe? I reckon we should go run one in Paris myself. I'm sure the French
need it. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Nope, the other one, is it in Russia?
There's a product camp in Russia?
Yeah, Moscow.
Okay, I want to see that. Seeing is believing. Need evidence before you can believe anything. Oh, my word. That's cool.
I'm amazed they don't have one in India because...
It'll happen.
Do you encourage people to blog?
All right. I shall head off and start my day. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Adrian.
Speak to you next week.
Great.
Bye, Erica. Thanks again.
Bye. Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
You too. Okay, so I think that people are pretty much winding down now.
Yep. Thank you.
This was fun.
Isn't it great?
It was.
Yeah, and it wasn't difficult, was it?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
I just kept to my typical strategy. Just ask a lot of questions and you'll be fine.
Exactly. And that's what I have to convey to people, that it seems like you're a speaker, but you're really not. You're just maybe a leader of the discussion.
Sharing the waters.